Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is the most dramatic podcast ever, an iHeartRadio podcast. Chris Harrison and Lauren Zima coming to you from the home office in Austin, Texas. If we sound just a little bit under the weather today, well, we'll explain why in just a minute. It has to do with where we just were, and that was
Napa, baby.
We were in Napa Valley, but for a very, very beautiful reason. We were at the wedding of Colton Underwood. Colton and Jordan got married this weekend in Napa Valley. We were honored to be there to support them and celebrate and dance.
Baby, you danced so much, so much. That's one thing I love about you. I don't care if you're a bad dancer, but you got to dance at a wedding.
I'll
and
go
I
for
can't
it.
Be with someone who doesn't dance, and you do. By the way, I wasn't saying you're a bad dancer.
Oh, you can. You
no,
can
no,
totally
no.
say that.
You're a good dancer. You actually... In the past, his daughter, Taylor, who was a dancer in school, sometimes for projects, she would have to like choreograph and rehearse. And Chris would rehearse with Taylor. And you crushed it. You can memorize a routine.
Dance like nobody's watching. Actually, I dance like everybody's watching. Bring it on. And it was a phenomenal wedding. We were really, really honored to be there just to celebrate Colton and his love with Jordan, who we had never met.
I think one of my favorite parts of the wedding was feeling like we got to see this window into Colton and Jordan's relationship. We'd heard such great things about Jordan, but to be able to hear their vows, to see friends and family give toasts about them, we learned a lot more. And that's one thing I love about going to a wedding, especially when like the toasts are really heartfelt and emotional. And you know, you can't go too inside jokey with a toast because then you lose your crowd. That's a tip.
One guy did. We'll explain later.
No, we won't rat him out. No. He did his best. But when you can share a little bit, it makes the guests feel like, okay, I know them better now. And I walked away from the weekend feeling that way.
It was important for me to be there to support Colton. This is something, a journey, I hate to say from the show, this journey that he and I had been on and gotten to know each other and become friends, obviously, when he was the bachelor. And then so much has been talked about and made of everything that happened subsequently. And his coming out. Now, I'll never forget, you know, him taking me to breakfast and us sitting down, him coming out to me, going through this journey with him, which was... not perfect and incredibly painful and difficult for him, difficult for a lot of people. And to watch him grow and own who he was and is, and then to find joy and love and to be embraced by his family and friends. When he asked us to be there, it was important for me to be there and support him and show him that love and that I have been on this full circle journey with him. And it's amazing that he got to this point where he is.
I was very touched to have been invited, especially when I found out we were the only ones from Bachelor Nation there. What really made my heart happy over the weekend was, and I was surprised how many people came up to you, just guests at the wedding or, you know, friends and family, and talked about like the season. You know, they kind of went back to Colton's season, right, on the show. And what several people said was, well, Colton always talked about how you, Chris, were there for him during that season when nobody else was. And that as your partner just made me so happy to hear. Cause you know, like anybody you love in your life, when you hear other people talk them up, it makes you feel good. And so everybody kept saying that to you. And I don't think I really realized that, the depth of how much that was felt, that they said you were the one like through the fence jump and all that. Colton always said, well, Chris was there for me when maybe producers or other people weren't.
I didn't talk about this with you. I was a little nervous entering that arena.
Going to the wedding?
Yeah. So we got to Napa, and the first night, Friday night, there was this kind of get together at the Carneros Spa and Resort where we were.
Yes. A welcome party. Carneros Inn, beautiful property.
And so everybody was kind of together at this resort. They had the entire resort in lockdown. It was wonderful that we had the whole place to ourselves. And so they had this kind of yard barbecue festival thing and wine and drinks and all that, a little get together. I was a little nervous when I walked in. I wasn't sure how I would be accepted. I was a little worried that people might have a negative connotation associated with me and the show and Colton's time on the show. And that was a very difficult part of his life. And I thought, am I an example of that? And I was a little worried that people would be a little standoffish or maybe even make some snide comments. Instead, as you just said, it was the opposite. And we walked in and we got really lucky because we walked in and Colton and Jordan happened to be standing right there.
Well, I think they were greeting everyone.
Well, they had been walking around, I saw. And then when we walked in, they just kind of walked up and Colton saw us. And I saw the look on his face and he kind of melted and got emotional that we were there. And he just gave me a huge hug and he looked fantastic as he always does, ridiculously handsome and fit. And he immediately grabbed his fiance, Jordan, and brought Jordan over because I had never met Jordan. I've heard so much about him. And Colton's talked about him, but until you meet him, and he is just this warm, charismatic, just loving, caring person. And we'll talk more about him, but it was fantastic. And he just gave me a big hug and I could tell this is going to be a great event.
It's funny you say that because a little part of me was wondering about that too. I think it's always weird for anybody when you don't know anyone else at a wedding. I mean, we didn't know anybody.
Nobody.
We had met Colton's mom once years ago. Lovely. Donna, big shout out. She and I did take a shot together at the wedding with his uncle as well. I love her. But we'd met her once. You know, I think she and I follow each other on Instagram, but we didn't know anybody else. But I mean, everyone was so warm and so loving. Colton's whole family is from Illinois, so am I. So, you know, Midwest is the best, connecting with the people.
A lot of
Chicago energy. But yeah, I was a little, I didn't know that either, because mostly because I didn't know Jordan's whole crowd and, you know, how they might feel about the show and its whole energy. But everybody was so excited to meet you. I have to applaud you. Everybody was so excited to meet you. I just had the best things. Jordan was like, Colton raves about you guys and I'm so happy to meet you. So everybody was
just
really
so lovely. He laid the groundwork. As you said, Colton definitely laid the groundwork of the way he has spoken about me to all his family. So it was just open arms. And then there was Jordan's friends who, again, very rare that LZ and I walk into a wedding, or you'll even go to a wedding where you know nobody. We knew the groom, one of the grooms. We didn't even know the other groom, but we showed up to support him. And quickly, we realized that Jordan is a collector of people. He has a fierce, loyal group of friends. He's one of those people that everybody at the wedding feels like they are Jordan's best friend and have known him the best and the longest. And I love that about people when you meet humans like that. And so everybody we talked to, and predominantly, probably the majority of people just knew Jordan, and Colton's family traveled in and all that. But I think Jordan probably had more people at the wedding and they all just loved and adored him.
Every single person was like, I'm Jordan's friend from high school. I've known him for 10 years. I was his roommate. I lived with him in college. And that's such a reflection of someone when they have long friendships in their lives. Like you said, when they are just somebody who you can tell that's a good person because people stick with them.
We also quickly realized he is the Chandler Bing of this relationship. nobody really knows what he does for a living. It was great.
He's a trans political monster. No, I think what we're defining it as, I actually asked a few people, and we were all kind of lovingly laughing and saying, it's hard to describe. I would say political strategist.
Yes.
Because there was even a joke about that by the officiant in the ceremony.
I did not officiate this wedding. I got asked that by a lot of people. I did not officiate.
People were asking, are you officiating?
Yes. And when I was there, like, oh, you're officiating. And I did not. Colton just wanted us to be there to enjoy, which I really respected. I would have totally stood before them. But they had a friend, kind of a mutual friend of Jordan's and Colton's, who did the ceremony. And it was, he did a phenomenal job.
Yes. And he came up to you afterwards. And I know you guys had this cute conversation. He was so sweet. But I loved one of his opening lines was, he was so honored to be asked to officiate. And again, going back to the political strategist thing, he said, because Jordan could have asked Barack Obama and Colton could have asked Chris Harrison. So it was a funny opening line.
Absolutely. The only time that I'll ever be in the same sentence with Barack Obama was at Colton and Jordan's wedding.
Are you not running for president?
I'm the only one that's not. I think I would probably do a better job than both of them. But it was funny and got a good laugh, and it kind of took the tension out of the room, and it was funny. And he did a phenomenal job. And this is someone who had known Jordan for quite some time and had gone through the coming out process with Jordan and then subsequently met Colton and went through the process with him. So this person who officiated really shared this journey and fit the mold perfectly and kind of told this arcing story, and it was really beautiful. But we go back to the welcome party on Friday night.
Yes.
And we've gotten to know everybody. We're having a blast. It's really a good time. Everybody's relaxed. And then come the speeches. So the kind of informal toasts, if you will. The gentleman hosting, kind of emceeing the toast, if he's not a stand-up guy or a professional writer,
crushed
he
it.
Should be. The guy was magnificent.
And so, I think it's hard also to not go to a wedding and think about our own and think, okay, let's do this. Yes. Let's do this. But they did something that I told my sister to do at her wedding last year, and it was awesome. And I love when people do this, which is have a couple fun toasts at your welcome party or rehearsal dinner on the night before. I think it makes people feel together right away. Again, it gives you that window into the couple and kind of helps you know some of the other people in the room instead of just kind of mingling and making small talk. And it gives you honestly something to talk about, because if you don't know someone, you can at least say, how about that toast? Right. What a great toast.
or what a horrible toast. But the leadoff hitter just crushed it. And I mean, on a professional level, he made jokes that were so poignant, so perfect. He didn't get too personal. He didn't go too inside baseball.
But he was a little Hollywood too, which was funny. Yes. I think one of his funniest jokes was, he said, so I'm not going to quote him properly, but I'm paraphrasing something like, well, you know, we're all going to take some shots tonight. And by shots, I mean of Ozempic.
The Meghan Markle line was fantastic.
He did say at the end, and I think I have this memorized, his closing line was, in the words of future Nobel Prize winner Meghan Markle, if we can all treat each other like our best friends, like, can you even imagine?
It was so good.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
So the next guy that steps up to the mic is Colton's old football coach, Coach Spence.
Coach Spence, we were not disappointed. There was no need to worry.
There was a second of trepidation, a second of fear of, oh no, and he crushed.
I mean, I will say, you know, I am about sports, but a coach, I'm thinking, has got to be a good public speaker. Yeah. He's talking to the team every night. I know that much. You know, I might say it's like a director of a play. Okay. So Coach Spence crushes it. And again, I'm a Chicago girl. The second he got up there, he's kind of talking like this. Then I'm like, oh, this is a Chicago guy. This is an Illinois guy. And he was so genuine. And what I loved was that there was so much love around the fact that everybody kind of knows Colton had not come out for a while. People knew him, you know, before he'd come out. And so there was sort of these loving jokes about those times. Like the coach said, well, you know, Colton, he's like, these girls are texting him to hang out and he wouldn't go out with the girls. He'd like just come to practice. And I'd be like, man, I love your focus.
He's like, did you go out last night? He's like, no, coach, I stayed in. He's like, I love this kid. And so obviously there was a reason Colton was not going out with the ladies. And there, he made a few jokes like that. He was so endearing because it was so raw. Just to hear this ultra apex, like male, hetero male giving this speech about Colton. Everyone
That's
just
so
immediately,
loving.
Yeah.
It was so beautiful. And I really think those toasts that night of Colton and Jordan picked the perfect people and they made everybody feel like one group for the wedding ahead of the actual wedding day.
So that was Friday night. Mm-hmm. Saturday's wedding day. It kicked off with a kind of afternoon disco themed pool party, which everybody went to, had a good time, got way too much sun. And then there was the ceremony, which was, it was warm. I will say this, it was warm in Napa.
Once again, we run into this problem where I am a sweater and Chris Harrison is not. Ladies,
I did this day though.
To the ladies who are with a man out there, if you, or anybody with your partner, it is so embarrassing. If you are a sweaty person, and they are not. I'm sitting there. I'm trying to look cute. I've gotten all dressed up to sit next to Chris Harrison.
You looked beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
And by the way, our outfits matched.
You did crush it on the matching. You always crush it on the matching. I just don't agree with your assessment of the colors of clothing. I mean, honestly, even this time, he's telling me, I have this great pink shirt that's going to go with your outfit. And I'm like, babe, that is purple. But it did match. You get there okay. In the end. And that's what it's about. You land the plane.
And so it was unseasonably warm. Just for some reason in Napa, it was 90 plus degrees. It was just a warm afternoon. And so we spent a little time outside and I'm in a suit and you're in your dress and everybody was, it was warm. We got a little sweaty. The other thing is there was a little bit of sniffling and sneezing, which is why we sound probably like we do on the podcast today. They're going through what's called a super bloom in Napa Valley. There was so much rain this year in Napa, in California, that everything is blooming like never before. And they literally said, hey, just beware, it's rough up here. And so there was a little sniffling and sneezing and some red eyes.
I also, now I'll just say again, I can't keep up with you. Listen to how I sound though versus how Chris sounds. I don't, is it just more years of broadcast experience? Your voice sounds perfect. I sound like my throat got run over by a truck.
You
got to
bring the voice down into your chest.
Okay, I just tried to lower it.
Go
now baritone. I just sound like I'm trying to be sultry.
Like you're smoking.
I want to talk about the ceremony.
Yeah, let's get to the ceremony.
So Todd Hawkins, as we said, their friend.
About 200 people at this wedding. It was a very big wedding.
Yeah, I think they took over the whole resort, which again made it fun. If you're going to do a destination wedding, everybody's on the property together. But so their friend Todd Hawkins does the ceremony. He was adorable. He was funny. He was heartfelt. He was great. And I love when someone who the couple knows officiates.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be shady. Do what you want to do. But I just, sometimes you go and you see clearly they've, you know, I don't know. Even honestly, if it's like a pastor of a church, but they don't really know them,
right.
You don't, it doesn't feel, I want to feel emotional. I want to feel connected. I want to cry on a wedding day. I do.
You did cry.
I did cry. I said to Colton afterwards, I don't think I've ever both laughed and cried so much at a ceremony because there was a beautiful roller coaster of emotion. At one point, I think Colton was tearing up a little bit, which was
for
great.
Sure.
But they also had these really funny moments. They had a gospel choir. And this choir was sort of, I don't know if it was pre-planned or improvising with the vows. So Colton might say, I vow to always let you drive. And this incredibly talented choir would go, don't crash.
Keep him safe.
It was so
it reminded
good.
Me of kind of like, think of the Dr. Pepper commercials with Liam, like where they kind of sing the lyrics.
Oh, with the guy who used to be on American Idol.
Yeah.
Yes.
Justin Guarini. Yeah.
That, it was very much that humor.
It was so funny. Spectacular. So, and Colton had prepared this with the choir. Obviously, Jordan didn't know. And then Jordan has his own version of it too, which.
But Jordan kicked off the vocals.
Yeah. He started his vows by singing.
Angel of Mine by Monica. What a choice. The millennial inside me was alit. He sang a little bit. Who knew Jordan could sing? It was incredible. And then he went into the vows.
Two things I loved about it. He sang just enough, like of the chorus.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't make it awkward by singing the whole 3.5 minute song.
Correct.
It was perfect. So it's like he showed his range, his skills, his love of Colton, and then he went into his vows. And it was, again, an expert this guy is. You can tell why he's such a good political strategist because he was so eloquent, so well-spoken. He has a great voice for radio, by the way.
The entire wedding, I said to Colton, it planned to a T. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody could have planned a wedding like this better. I mean, to get everybody on one property, the welcome party, the toasts, the wedding itself, the timing of it all, they crushed it.
And is there anything else that stuck out to you about the ceremony?
I mean, no, I loved it. I also loved that they told everybody, please don't take your phones out.
Yeah.
Because I know everybody's aunt wants their picture of the ceremony to put on their Instagram. But when people are pulling their phones out and taking pictures during, Todd started it by saying, a professional photographer is here. They're going to get great pictures. Please just be in the moment. And I loved that.
And everybody followed and did not do that, which was cool.
Which is impressive with 200 people.
It was. And.
But I'll leave the rest of the, you know, the vows and all that to, I don't want to.
Oh yeah, no, the vows were just, they were both funny, mm-hmm. irreverent at times, mm-hmm. and then poignant and beautiful and personal. And the people who got up and spoke, including Colton's dad, they were some really funny, lighthearted moments, but it really made you connect with everybody, the family, Colton and Jordan. It felt very personal, which was wonderful.
So we go into the wedding party. We're rocking and rolling, doing a shot with Donna.
Well, we got to back up. I mean, we walked in and there's the Stanford, I don't know if it's the synchronized swim team, the creative swim team. They're in the pool performing as we all walk in.
Yes, because I think Jordan went to Stanford.
He did. Yes, that's true. There was a lot of Stanford there.
A smarty, that man.
A lot of Cardinal were in the house.
I don't know that. Is it the team?
Yes, Stanford Cardinal. Okay. One of the rare teams where the mascot does not end in S. It's the Stanford Cardinal.
Okay, you lost me there. But anyways,
We get to the party and there is this beautiful, beautifully set up reception. At the top, they call it the Hilltop, actually, there at Carneros. The pool, and you just have a view, kind of 180 degree view of all the vineyards and Carneros Valley. It is just spectacular.
The whole night. I mean, we had drinks flowing and great food, and again, some incredible toasts. One coming from Miss Olivia Wilde, actress.
Yes, Olivia Wilde was there.
Longtime friend of Jordan's. Crushed it with her toast. Very funny.
Told a really funny story of her and Jordan.
It was just a very LA story. And again, I don't want to reveal, you know, all the details of their event, but it was like, she talked about a day when they went to the Grove together. And that was so LA to me of like, you're younger and you don't have any money yet. Like you're not successful yet. And you're just kind of walking around at an outdoor mall in Los Angeles. And she was really funny.
She was great. And yeah, again, is obviously close to Jordan. And now you could tell is very good friends with Colton. And there were a few Hollywood like writers and people like that were there that we didn't know and got to know very well.
I think
well.
One of the creators of Jury Duty was in the house. Yep. If everybody hasn't watched Jury Duty on Amazon Freevee yet, hilarious, wonderful, just watch it. So I actually wanted to meet that guy to tell him his show was great. But
if you're not a James Marsden fan, you will be after you watch yes. Jury Duty. It was a beautiful reception. And not to like pick favorites, table 7 definitely crushed it.
Okay, I have to ask Colton later how he put us at that table. I am so fascinated to know because the seating chart's important, right?
Yeah.
I mean, another thing.
This is a fully plated dinner and had beautiful tables displayed. And so it was a sit-down dinner.
So as we're thinking about our wedding, I like to know where my chair is. Some people do open seating at a wedding. That makes me a little nervous as a guest. I like to be able to go put my purse down and know where I'm sitting.
You know how I feel about Southwest Airlines.
You do. We don't want our wedding to be Southwest Airlines.
I don't want the angst of, am I sitting in the right place? Do I have a good chair? Oh, someone's purse is already in this chair. So there's only one chair. I don't like that feeling.
It also starts to become like you're picking teams at gym again. Who are you going to sit with? Oh, will you please sit with me? Oh, I can't sit here. Your table's taken. I don't like that.
As with everything at this wedding, clearly a lot of thought was put into the table seating.
So we are sitting next to just a hilarious couple, Polly and Rob, and her sister and her husband are also there. They're Jordan's friends, I believe, from college. We had an incredible couple across from us. We just had really fun people. And I think we were the rowdy table.
The woman across from us from Mumbai.
Yes.
Came in from India. They came the furthest. Her and her husband came from Mumbai. And she is this amazing. She kind of creates this comedic content over there. I started diving into her stuff. Mm-hmm. She was fascinating. So it was, everybody was just so open. And you met everybody at our table.
And it was, I was starting to be like, are we laughing too loud during the toast? Are we that table?
We definitely were that table a little bit.
But I like to give people supportive laughter. I think so much about how nerve-wracking it is to make a toast. And so I'm like whooping and cheering loudly. And maybe I need to tone that back.
So when we got through dinner, we plenty of cocktails and wine. And then there was the first dance that their friend of theirs sang. And it was beautiful. And Colton and Jordan had their first dance together, and then the moms were there.
I was getting emotional during that first dance. It was really nice to see Colton so happy.
By the way, we got to spend a lot of time with Colton's mom and dad.
Oh my
and
gosh.
And his bonus mom, as Colton calls her.
His whole family.
Yeah.
I mean, they were so welcoming, so lovely. And again, I think a lot of them were excited to meet you, but they were just so much fun.
I just really enjoyed because I had heard about Colton's dad, obviously football player and the guy that got Colton into football. And he, by the way, I see where Colton gets his build. His dad is as big and as jacked as Colton is. I'm like, okay, that apple didn't fall far from the genetic tree. But I just really enjoyed talking to him one-on-one for quite some time of how much he loves Colton, how much he supports him, how much he's just all in on Colton's journey and where he is and where he came from. And I don't know, I was just this blue collar dad from the Midwest. I love that he has embraced all that Colton is and who his son really is. It mm-hmm. just, it warmed my heart.
There was a lot of love in the room.
There was.
Yeah. So dancing and again, Chris Harrison hitting the dance floor hard. The band. The band was great. Do we call it a band?
It was a mix between a DJ. So he was playing songs as a DJ would, these great mixes, but they had brass. There was a trumpet, there was a sax, and there was a drummer, kind of a jazz band. So each member of this kind of DJ group also played an instrument. And so they would sometimes jump in on the mix and go for a solo. It was awesome.
So we danced all night.
We danced into the wee hours of the morning. And
what more do you want out of a wedding? Truly, to me, at the end of the day, if you feel the love in the room, like emotional, good, fun toasts. If you feel like you had a great cocktail and you're feeling good, and then if you dance all night, that's a wedding to me. That's all you need.
And everybody woke up Sunday morning a little hoarse and, and ready to head home.
So let me ask you, because one thing Colton did mention in his vows was getting through, like he talked a little bit about what a wild ride it had been with him and Jordan, and even just what an up and down, it's sometimes tough time the last couple years had been for him. What was it like for you to be there? Because you always say the bachelors and bachelorettes specifically, you get closer with them and they feel a little bit like your kids. And Colton has maybe, I mean, he's definitely up there in terms of the highs and lows of his ride as the lead.
And controversy obviously surrounded it. And I do. It's like, you know, that was one thing I always prided myself on. And it wasn't for everybody. You know, I got closer with some than others. That's just human nature. But many of them I did. I felt very protective of them as they went through this. And then afterwards, as they went on this journey, and you know, you look at like a Caitlin Bristow who ended up with Jason Tardik. You know, that's a little different than what Colton went through and ending up with Jordan and how it all came to be and how controversial it was. But I'm a big believer that you stand by people through thick and thin, through the good times, through the bad. And it's not always perfect. But knowing what Colton struggled with and having had very deep personal conversations with him about his journey and the things he fought all his life, to see him get to a point where he can stand in front of hundreds of people, his family, and look so at ease as to who he is now, to me, that my heart was just swelling with pride. And that's when I got emotional at the wedding. That's what I got emotional about, was just these moments where I would be watching Colton. I could just see him, his shoulders are down. He's not scared. He's not hiding. Kind of like I felt like when he was on The Bachelor, there was this defense up. There was this wall up. At the time, obviously, we didn't know exactly what it was. Now you can see it clearly, and I can see that that's gone. And I can see that this man, Jordan, has helped him take that down and helped him find out who he was and is and be free. And so, I don't know, there was so much emotions just swelling up in me seeing who this man is now and this friend, this guy who I consider a friend. Mm. And also, selfishly, what it meant to him to see me there supporting him, that approval, maybe that love. When he gave me a hug and you could just see it in his eyes when he grabbed me and just said, thank you for being here. It means the world to me. It felt so good.
I was very touched to have been invited, for sure.
Yeah.
And as you just, you know, if you mentioned controversy, one thing about being at the wedding is, look, the stuff that doesn't make headlines are, for anybody who's in the spotlight, your friends and family who aren't, you know? I mean, you looked around that room and there were 200 people there supporting and loving these people and so many people. I mean, Jordan was standing up there saying, Colton, you are like my champion. You are my teammate. That's the type of person Colton is. Colton's family talking about, you know, how much they love him, what a great person he is. People talking about the way Colton's smile lights up a room. He had a longtime friend of his, I think her name was Cassie, give a toast about him and speak to the type of person he is. So that stuff doesn't make headlines, but you see all these human beings vouching for and supporting this person. And that's so important. So I just wanted to say that because it was beautiful.
You can't be around Colton and not know that his heart is as broad as his shoulders are. Mm-hmm. He definitely has a big heart and he leads with that. And so, yeah, it meant a lot. And it was something that, you know, for us, again, to go to a wedding where we knew we weren't going to know anybody and it was probably going to be a little uncomfortable at first, and it turned out it wasn't, but that's how much it meant for us to be there, to show that support. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad we did. And it was a great weekend. And I'm glad we're home because we need to repack because we're off on another adventure this week.
Yes. So congrats to Colton and Jordan.
Yeah, all my love, guys. All my love. Go have an amazing life together.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Before we go today, there's a couple of things I did want to touch on. Can I do one quick sports thing?
Make it quick.
This is going to be a sweet sports thing.
Oh.
So the NBA playoffs are going on. That's basketball. Miami Heat are playing the New York Knicks. So the Heat win. They wrap up the series. This is a huge moment. There is a player for the Heat, Bam Adebayo, and he's in a post-game press conference. His phone rings. It's his mom. He stops in the middle of his press conference and picks up the phone. Here it is.
I have a lot of respect for Jalen, and it's not just... Hold up. Hi, Mommy. Yes. No. I'm in media. I'm in media. Nah, I wasn't in it. Nah, it's all good, Ma.
Come on. I know this is a sports thing, but how adorable. In the middle of a press conference, first of all, he picks up the phone. The first thing he says is, Mommy?
It's very situationally dependent. I've noticed that if my mom calls when I'm with you, I say, hey, Mom. But if my mom calls and I'm alone, I'm like, hi, Mommy, or something. You kind of go back into kid mode. So I kind of love that he was confident enough to say, hi, Mommy, in front of an entire room of the press and now in a clip that's gone everywhere.
And I love the press was totally silent. It's like, he's going to take this call from his mom.
You take the call from mom. And so you always answer for mom.
He totally did. And the best part is, obviously, you can't hear in that clip what mom was saying, but she was clearly concerned about something he was possibly involved with, or maybe something had happened. And he says, no, Mom, I'm good. I wasn't a part of that. It's all good. So clearly she was concerned about something. And I just love that we had talked about this in our Mother's Day episode. And obviously we just celebrated Mother's Day. So I love that this happened right as we were celebrating all of our moms.
When was the press conference?
It was the other day.
So don't you think you got, especially if it's Mother's Day weekend, you got to answer for
Mom. Yeah, it was Mother's Day weekend. But I just loved how he answered to her, and we talked about with our moms, you have to feel responsible to someone other than yourself. Clearly, this mom has done an amazing job because he was answering to her, and it was just so sweet. I just thought it was a beautiful moment.
I remember reading a study that you will instantly, any human being, you will feel instantly more calm if you hear your mother's voice. It's just something biological. Now, maybe it depends on the tone and the volume of the voice and what it's about, but
if they use your full name,
yes,
Lauren Ashley Zima, you're like, I'm in trouble.
Mm. Donna, I've noticed that if I'm feeling stressed about something, I've worked on clearly communicating it over the years. I will call my mom and right off the bat, I make the conversation clear and I say, I'm kind of stressed and I just needed to hear your voice. And then we kind of just have a nice, like, easy conversation and she makes me laugh and doesn't criticize me on that.
Well, and to say again, when you have a mom like you do, like I do, clearly like Bam Adebayo does from The Heat, they just immediately make you feel like you're 12 years old again. I don't care if you're the best basketball player in the world and you just beat the Knicks and you're heading off to the Eastern Conference Finals. You are 12 years old and you're answering to your mommy. I love that.
Next time your mom calls, because I've never heard you say it, I want you to say, hi, mommy.
I've never called my mom mommy.
Never?
I've
even never when you were a kid?
Even as a kid, I never used the word mommy.
What did you say?
Mom.
Just mom.
To this day, I'm like, hey, mom. Love you, mom. Yeah. I've never called her mommy.
All right. Well, let me bring you to a different mother.
Okay.
A couple fabulous elders making the news this week for very different reasons. Martha Stewart at 81, cover of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition, the oldest woman, person, whoever, to ever be on the cover of SI's Swimsuit Edition, maybe SI ever, I'm not sure.
It is. No, there was a 77-year-old woman last year in 2022. So Martha Stewart, the oldest to ever grace the cover. Now, there are the cover has changed in Sports Illustrated time because it used to be what's called a magazine. And there was one magazine that would be on newsstands. Google that, kids. And now there are kind of online. There's four online covers. But still, Martha Stewart, who looks fantastic on the cover.
Fabulous. She's kind of, Jane Fonda, Cher. I mean, some of these, you know, women have kind of been the gold standards of like aging, but Martha Stewart.
Christy Brinkley.
Now,
let's throw Christy in there.
Okay. I know your crush, but Martha Stewart is now, up there. Martha Stewart is becoming a, oh my gosh, how does she look that way at that age person? Looking stunning. So obviously Sports Illustrated changing from the way the swimsuit issue used to be. It has for the past couple of years. They've had more natural, you know, just real bodies on it, athletic women, that kind of thing. One thing that this made me think about, will we see over the next few years a shift in a prevalence of older women dating younger men? Like I brought up Cher. Cher was dating someone much younger recently. Madonna has. And it's obviously much more common for men to date younger women, I think, than for women to date younger men. Like, I like that we're making a shift as a culture into, we need to change our mindset about women and their level of sexiness and beauty as they get older. Men are seen as better looking as they get older. Women, it's like we have an expiration date.
I think there's much more of that in general. I just see it in our own lives. I think there is more, it's more prevalent now than obviously in the past of young men dating, marrying older women.
Which I love. Now, I will say, I wonder if it's going to happen as much because I do think, I'm just speaking from my friends and I think for a lot of women, the idea of dating a younger man is like, you don't want to do it. You're like, no, God, no,
I think he would need to get to a certain age so that he is a man. You're not dating a broken boy.
Right. Probably if I was an older woman, I would not date a younger man who wasn't at least in his mid-30s.
Yeah.
Okay, I will share a story of before you and I started dating. So I was single, dating a guy fairly briefly, and he lied to me about his age. He told me that he was 29, and he was in fact 23.
Oh, gosh.
And I will say, it made sense because I was kind of thinking to myself, oh, we'd have a little conflict or something. And I would think he's a little immature. I don't know. He might be a little immature for me. And then he eventually revealed he had lied about his age. And he said, I was worried he wouldn't date me.
It's like,
because I was
so
young. And the answer is no, I wouldn't have.
Well, what's funny is that's a big lie, by the way, at 6 years.
But it doesn't sound like that much. It's so interesting how I think in your 20s, 6 years can be so significant.
It is. I mean, the difference between when I was 23 and 29.
Big life place difference.
I mean, that was 6 years of marriage and a kid, the difference.
But then let me ask you, how big of a difference, and maybe there is one, between when you're 43 and 49?
Not a huge difference. I think you get to a certain point in your life and age really doesn't matter that much anymore. You get more life experiences and things happen clearly. And so you continue to learn and evolve. But once you become the man you are, I would say after 40 years old, there's not a big change.
Well, I would be interested. Please hit me up in the DMs. I want to have a conversation about this. Ladies, if you are someone who dates men, would you date a younger man and how young would you go and how big of an age gap would you do?
Yeah. And or I would love to see if anybody is dating a younger man, give me the pluses and minuses of this.
Yes. And I would love to see Martha Stewart come out, you know, at 81, come out with some like hot 50-year-old.
It's amazing to think that she was in jail.
I was also thinking about that. What a comeback.
I mean, remember is there a bigger comeback?
It was so controversial at the time too. Today, well, today I do think that would still be controversial because it was like insider trading and you're so wealthy and you're doing that. It would still be a controversial thing today. But it's funny, the lens. The other day, you and I kind of got on this random rewatch or for me, the first time watch of the show, The West Wing. And so then I'm Googling it and looking into it. And I did not realize The West Wing, Aaron Sorkin, the creator of the show, was removed from the show because he got in major trouble for being arrested at an airport with some mushrooms.
Right.
And I thought today, oh my God, that's not that big of a deal.
That's a blip on the radar. Nobody's getting canceled.
For mushrooms.
No. Or weed.
No. So times have changed. Yeah. But speaking of age, oof. I have one more to throw at you.
Yes.
Robert De Niro. We've gone from mother to daddy, literally. Having a baby at age 79. He's welcomed a new baby and he's 79 years old. Your thoughts?
One of those stories is wonderful and empowering. One of these stories is selfish.
Oh.
I think Martha is an amazing story. It's wonderful, great. I think having a child at 79 years old is unbelievably selfish. As a dad, and again, God bless him. Congratulations. Mazel tov. I hope it's a healthy, happy baby and they have a wonderful life. They will not have their dad around for very long.
Wow. You're like, God bless him, but also that's selfish.
It is. God bless. No, I mean, I wish them well. There's a human being now on this earth. I wish them well. But that child will not have a father as they grow up because your dad is going to die. Your dad is 79. I'm just going to go out on a limb. Odds are, and even if he's not dead in 10 years or 11 years, he won't be in the capacity to raise this child and enjoy all the great things. And so
be active.
It's just when you have a child that, okay, when he's 10 or she's 10, he's 89, 90 years old. Really?
Okay. So what's the cutoff for you? How old can people have children?
I don't know. I'm not going to set the age limit, but 79's it. I know that doesn't pass the smell test. One is I'm really, it's remarkable he had a child at 79. I'm interested to know how that happened. But
isn't the famous thing that Picasso had kids into his 70s? De Niro's not the first.
He's not. No. And I don't know. I just, for me, having kids, none of us are promised tomorrow. Look, I'm only 51. I could be gone tomorrow too. None of us are promised that. You know that as well as anybody. But I do know this, that De Niro's not going to live all that much longer, and he's definitely not going to be able to be active, and he's not going to watch that child graduate from high school. He's not going to watch that child get married. He's not going to watch that child walk across the stage and graduate college, play and all, whatever. There are major life moments where that child will not have their father. Look, will they have money? Yeah, they're going to have De Niro money, but as you know, that doesn't fix everything.
Well, maybe he's thinking, I'm having a kid and I'm setting them up financially for life in a way a lot of other parents can't. So maybe. I'm giving them that gift.
Sorry to poo-poo on De Niro. I just didn't love it.
You love his acting. Maybe you're not loving his parenting. Yeah, I totally see your point. I think there are obviously a lot worse things a parent can do to a child.
For sure.
But okay, I guess there's part of me that wonders, and I got to look up who he had this child with. But if your partner is telling you, I mean, I really want to have another child. That's tough to look somebody in the face and say, I'm denying you that. That's hard.
It was with his partner, Tiffany Chen. Mm-hmm. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, this is his seventh child?
I think so.
So that's the other thing. You got enough. You don't need a starting basketball team. I mean, come on, man. Come on, De Niro. And look, it hurts me to talk about my co-star like this. You know, we spent a lot of quality time together on the movie Showtime.
Oh my God.
You know,
I forgot about your cameo in the film Showtime. Was that with Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy and Robert De Niro and Rene Russo, one of your favorites.
I love Rene. Thomas Crown Affair.
I did not get to meet her or see her because I was in the scene with Eddie and Bobby De Niro.
Well, I can't believe you're talking about your friend Bobby. Like
I know.
This.
See, and that's why I feel so passionately about this.
Wow. Well, mothers, fathers, age gaps, and babies at elder ages. A lot discussed today. Please, everybody, slide into the DMs. I would love to hear from you guys on what you think about these things. And again, a big congrats to Colton and Jordan. And thank you for including us in what was a very loving and fun weekend.
All my love to Colton and Jordan. Congratulations. Thank you for joining us today. We always love talking to you. We'll see you next time because we have a lot more to talk about. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at the most dramatic pod ever. And make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. I'll talk to you next time.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? But don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of ExoJackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, ExoJackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at ExoJackie.com. Made for women by women.